Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
This is a real neat breakfast, Mom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, fellas, how are things going at school?
All right, I guess. Yesterday, Angela Valentine ate library paste.
Ate library paste?
Yeah, right out of the jar.
Hey, Beef, isn't that Angela Valentine the one that's always showing the kids her extra toe?
Yeah, but everybody's used to seeing that. So now she eats library paste.
Well, that's one way to get attention.
Miss Landers says if she doesn't stop eating library paste, she's going to have to go see the principal.
Anything new happening at your school, Wally?
Well, they're having a dance Saturday night. I'm on the dance committee.
Oh, well, fine. How'd that come about?
Duke Hathaway appointed me.
I don't believe I've heard of Duke Hathaway before.
He's a senior. Last year, he was all-county guard in basketball. He's sort of a big wheel. Anything that happens around school, Duke's almost always ahead of it.
Well, who are you taking to the dance?
If you're on the committee, you don't have to take anybody. You just spend the whole evening making the other guys have a good time.
Was that the Duke's idea?
Yeah, he's got everything all organized. He even appointed two fellas just to see that none of the other guys throw sandwiches.
Well, what's your job?
The Duke's going to tell me today. He told me yesterday he was too busy to talk to me.
Boy, when I get to high school, I'm not going to any dances. Even if they would let me throw sandwiches.
Well, Beaver, one of these days you'll change your mind about girls the way Wally did.
Well, gee, Mom, I don't know if mine's changed all the way. There's an awful lot of girls that still give me the creeps.
Well, just hang on to that feeling as long as you can, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
What's the matter?
Well, that's not the same tie you were wearing when you left this morning.
Oh, no, I spilled something on that one at lunch. I put this on at the office.
Why do you keep an extra tie at the office?
In case I spill something at lunch.
Well, I don't like the whole idea. Next time you come home with spots.
All right. Where are the kids?
Upstairs. Oh, Wally found out what his job is on the dance committee.
We finally got to talk to the Duke.
Mm-hmm. He's chairman of the blind date committee. They get dates for girls who have no escorts.
Oh, well, I don't imagine that's the way the Prince of Wales met Mrs. Simpson, but at least it's social progress. Hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Wally, I hear you're chairman of the blind date committee.
That's to get dates for girls nobody wants to be seen with.
Well, I sure hope you do a good job. How many young ladies do you have to find escorts for?
Well, there was a whole big list. But by the time Duke Hathaway gave me the list, there was only one left.
Well, that should be easy for you then. Who's the girl?
Jill Bartlett.
Well, I'll bet she's a real ugly girl. With warts all over and gray hair.
Cut it out, Beef.
Well, what is she like?
I don't know. She's a transfer from Linwood. I never noticed her.
You called anyone yet?
Well, gee, Dad, I don't know how to do it. I've never been a committee before.
Well, the thing to do is to call the girl first and find out what she's like and see if you can find a fellow to fit in with her.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it after supper. You're sure this is how you do it?
There's nothing to be nervous about. Just go ahead and call her up.
Sure. Just tell her who you are and get a little line on her.
Hey, Dad, would you tell Beaver to beat it?
He can't stop me from sitting in my own living room, can he, Dad?
No, not if you're quiet.
Well, tell him not to listen.
Don't listen.
Yes, sir.
Is this the Bartlett residence?
Well,
may I speak to Jill, please? She's in the bathtub? Oh, no, no. No, that's okay, Mrs. Bartlett. I'll just leave a message for when she's dry. I'm Wally Cleaver from high school, and I'm chairman of the blind date committee. I'm trying to find her a date for Saturday night. And I'd kind of like to know something about her. How much does she weigh? 102? Well, does she like fellas that weigh more or weigh less than she does? Oh. Well, I guess I got enough to go on. If I can find somebody that'll take her, tell her I'll call her back. Yeah, I got your number right here. Bye. How do you like that? Her mom said she was taking a bath.
What about it?
Well, heck, if a girl called up here, you wouldn't tell her I was taking a bath, would you?
Well, with the number of baths you take, I don't think the risk is very great. Well, anyway, now that you know a little about her, the next thing to do is to call up some of your friends and try and line up a date.
Right now?
Well, sure. Your mother and I are just going to take these coffee cups out to the kitchen.
But, Ward, I...
Come on, dear.
You know, Wally, this is kind of fun. Like that time we're trying to give those kittens away.
Hey, you know, I think I'll call Eddie Haskell. He owes me a big favor.
What'd you do for Eddie?
I let him wear my football letter when he went away to summer camp. Nah. I think I'll call Chester Anderson first.
How come you don't call Eddie?
I don't know. Eddie's the kind of guy that as soon as you ask him for a favor, right away he's a wise guy. Hello, Chester. This is Wally. Say, listen, do you have a date for the dance Saturday night? Oh, you haven't? Well, Duke Hathaway appointed me chairman of the blind date committee, and we got you down for Jill Bartlett. Huh? She can't be that bad. No, I haven't seen her. She was taking a bath. But her mother says she's okay. What do you mean her mother's prejudiced? Well, look, are you going to take her or not? Okay. But just wait till you want a favor from me and the Duke. Just wait, that's all.
What's the matter, Wally? Does Chester know her?
Yeah, kinda. She's in his science class. She doesn't talk to anybody. She just sits there and does her work.
Gee, most of the girls in my class are always talking. This must be some new kind of a girl.
Hey, you know, I think I'll call Tui. I know he didn't have a date.
Gee, I'd hate to be a girl and have to go with Tui.
Hello, Tui. This is Wally. Hey, about the dance, I'm chairman of the blind date committee and... Huh? Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll see you, Tui.
What's the matter, Wally?
How do you like that, Chester? He just called up Tui and scared him off. Hey, maybe I'll try Lumpy Rutherford. Nah. I wouldn't do that to any girl.
You think we should go in and see how Wally's making out?
Oh, let's give him another minute or two, and then we'll kind of wander in casually.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Thanks, Julius.
He hasn't got rid of her yet.
Oh, Wally, come on now. Don't be too discouraged. My goodness, you have a few more days before the dance.
Boy, I would get stuck with this. Why couldn't Duke have put me on the sandwich throwing committee?
So I told Mr. Howler this morning, I don't mind chaperones, but we don't want any owls. So then I said, Mr. Howler, remember the last dance we had?
Oh, hi, Cleaver.
I says,
can I see a minute, Duke?
Yeah, okay. Excuse me, girls. Well, what's up, boy?
Well, it's about the blind date committee.
Oh, yeah. You're the chairman, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I was, but... Well, I think I ought to kind of resign.
Resign? 2 days before the dance? Oh, come on now, boy.
Well, but, gee, Duke, I'm not getting any place.
Look, Cleaver, frankly, I was against having a sophomore heading up any of my committees, but somebody told me you were reliable.
But I am.
Well, all right. Let's get with it, boy. Let's get with it.
Okay, Duke.
Didn't you tell your mom I like chocolate cookies better? She said she'd get them next time. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Larry.
Want some milk, Wally?
Nah.
What's the matter with your brother, Beaver? He's all messed up with girls. You can't get a blind date for one for a dance. I know how it is. My sister has trouble getting dates for dances and stuff. How come? 'Cause she's homely. Oh, yeah, that's right. But my mother and father are always hollering at her. Does that do any good? Well, if they holler enough, she gets a cousin or something to take her.
Hello? May I speak to Jill Bartlett, please? I thought maybe you were your mother. This is Wally Cleaver from high school. No, I don't know you, but I was going to look you up today at school, except they said you were home. Are you sick or something? Oh. Well, that's good. I'm chairman of the blind date committee for the dance Saturday night, and I've got a date for you. Well, that is, if you want to go, that is. I mean, you don't have to go if you don't want to. Yeah. Well, I would like to ask you if you would consider going with me. You would? Well, fine. There's just one thing. I'm about 40 pounds heavier than you are. Is that okay? Oh, good. Well, then I'll see you. Bye.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, won't you come in?
Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. Gee, that's a very nice sweater, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, thank you, Eddie.
My mother has one just like it that's imported.
That's nice. The boys are upstairs cleaning their room if you'd like to go up.
Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. Good morning, Mr. Cleaver.
Morning, Eddie.
Gee, Mr. Cleaver, your front lawn sure looks nice.
Thanks, Eddie. Well, my front lawn looks nice.
And it isn't even imported.
Are these dead bugs?
Nah, I think they're raisins.
Doesn't matter, I wasn't going to eat them anyway.
Hi, man.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
We're just cleaning up our room.
I know. Your mother told me she's making you.
Something funny, Eddie?
Yeah. It must be real funny if you're laughing at it, Eddie.
It's nothing. I was just thinking about you taking Jill Bartlett to the dance.
Well, what's wrong with Jill Bartlett?
There must be something wrong with a girl you couldn't unload on anybody in the school.
Hey, Eddie, have you ever seen her?
Sure. I saw her in the hall with a couple other gophers.
You mean she's not so good looking?
Oh, no. She's good looking, all right. If you happen to like gophers.
Well, it's my business who I take to the dance.
Okay. Well, I gotta be going home. You wanna mess around, Wally?
Nah, I gotta finish cleaning up the room.
Yeah, I know. Your mother told me she's making you.
Eddie? You want some raisins?
Yeah. What are you, a wise guy or something? Hey, Wally. I know I'm your best friend and everything, but tonight at school, don't ask me to dance with any gophers.
Beaver, are you sure this is the right house?
Sure, I'm sure. It says Bartlett on the mailbox.
But Why does Wally want you to look at this girl?
Because he's taking her to the dance and he wants to know what she looks like.
Oh. A fella once called me up and asked me what my sister looked like.
Did you tell him?
No. She was sitting right there.
Oh.
Hey, I'm getting kind of hungry. How long we gotta wait here?
Till she comes up.
Why don't we just go up and ring the doorbell?
We can't do that.
Sure we can. When she comes to the door, we can pretend like we think she has a little brother, and could he come out to play with us?
What if she does have a little brother? Then we'll be stuck to play with him.
Let's just look at her and run.
Well, okay.
I hope her father doesn't come.
Me too.
Hello, are you Joe Bartlett?
Yes. Do you want something?
No, we just come to look at you. Thank you very much.
Well, but look, Beaver, you saw her. Can't you just describe her?
Well, first of all, she's a girl.
I know that. But what color is her hair? Is it blonde or brunette?
Well, it's just kind of hair colored.
Beaver, I've got to take her to the dance tonight. Now, is she homely?
No.
Well, is she pretty?
No.
Well, then what is she?
I guess mostly nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah, I saw her only 15 minutes ago. And now I can't remember what she looks like.
Oh, boy. Bet she is a gopher.
What you gonna do, Wally? Get sick?
Beaver, I've got a 75-cent deposit on flowers. I can't get sick.
Well, Wally, you certainly do look nice. Doesn't he, Ward?
Sure does.
Boy, I sure don't feel nice. Just wish I didn't have to go tonight.
Why would you say that?
Because Jill Bartlett's a gopher.
Wally, that's a terrible thing to say. Now, I'm sure Jill's a very nice girl. You're going to have a good time. And I want you to make sure that she has a good time, too.
How can you tell if a gopher's having a good time?
That's enough, Beaver.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure Wally's going to behave like a perfect gentleman.
Well, I'm going to go get your corsage out of the icebox.
I better go get the car out of the garage.
Yeah, sure, Dad. No use putting it off.
Look, Wally, I think you did a very nice thing in inviting this girl. Now, don't spoil it all with the wrong attitude.
Oh, but gee, Dad, tonight at the dance, all the guys will be giving me the business. I'll bet you never got stuck like this.
Wally, are you kidding? In college, Maud Hageman, a friend of my mother's. I had to take her to her prom.
Was Maud Hageman a gopher, Dan?
Well, we used to call them wet blankets. But she was pretty bad, Wally. Why, even I had to bribe my fraternity brothers to dance with her.
You mean you paid them money?
I sure did. So you see, you shouldn't feel too badly about tonight.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
I'll go get the car out.
Hey, B, you still got that dollar you've been saving?
Yeah.
Let me have it, huh?
What for? You already got $2.
Yeah, but I've got a feeling that tonight I'm going to need all the money I can get.
My dad says State's a good university, all right, but I'd rather see Duke play for West Point or Annapolis. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, did you have a nice time?
Oh, yes, I danced almost every dance except I think it was one or two.
Well, you see, some of my friends didn't show up. Well, and anyway, I wanted to bring you over here for a soda afterwards.
And you were running out of money to pay your friends to dance with me.
No, I...
Oh, I saw you. Oh, it was very considerate of you.
Oh, heck no, no, it was nothing like that. You see, I just happened to be paying those guys back some dough that I borrowed from them from a while back. You know, Jill, I don't see anything wrong with you.
Don't you, Wally?
Well, no, you're kind of pretty. And you're a real good dancer, too.
Just the same, there has to be something wrong with me.
Well, I don't know what it is.
I just don't know how to talk to boys, so I just don't say anything.
Well, that's okay with me.
Well, you take some of the other girls in school, like, oh, Mary Ellen Rogers. Well, she's popular.
Yeah, for a popular girl, she's pretty popular.
That's because she has a knack. She knows how to flatter the boys. Well, she can make them talk about themselves, the way it says girls should do in those teenage columns.
Well, what does that junk matter?
Oh, it matters if you want to be popular.
Well, who needs to be popular?
Well, girls do. I do. But I just don't know how.
Well, heck, you're not dumb or anything. You ought to be able to catch on to that junk.
Yeah, I guess I ought to, but... Oh, I don't know. If I were to say the things Mary Ellen says, well, they just sound silly. Thanks for everything, Ollie.
Oh, that's okay. My dad's going to pick us up here in a couple minutes.
Wally, I think you're the nicest boy I ever met.
Me? Are you kidding?
Oh, no, I'm not. I don't know how to kid.
Oh. What are you doing awake?
Well, I just happened to be awake. Did you spend the whole $3 at the dance?
No, I had 75 cents left over to spend on sodas.
You mean some of the guys danced with her for nothing?
Sure, she's not so bad.
Do you like her?
Oh, well, yeah, I like her.
You don't love her, do you?
No, I don't love her.
That's good, because I don't want you running off and getting married on me. At least until baseball season's over.
Go to sleep, Beaver.
It's hard to be the ugly duckling of the family, especially when you've got smooth, silky hair and legs that won't quit. Poor Marilyn Munster. She and her drop-dead-looking family members are coming up next on TV Land.